So I had a simple request, steeped in jealousy, for Melissa Locker this week. You see, she's been to the South by Southwest Festival many times as cultural critic for Time and The Guardian and for us. The festival kicks off today, and once again, I won't be there. What do? I asked, understanding that I can't possibly match the general fabulousness of Melissa, but I do have a nice living room at home. Is there a way for me to bring South by to me and into your living room even? Bring some excitement to that tired old yoga mat sitting there. Is there a way? Of course there is.
So if you want to recreate South by Southwest in your living room, you only need a few things. You're going to need a few screens, television, iPad, computer, iPhone, whatever you want. And then you set up your speakers. Crank it up to 11 or, you know, 2. I want to prove to you. Depending on how many neighbors you have. You then crack open a beer, crack open some espresso, get a breakfast taco, and then settle in.
Well, I'm settled in now, but I'm going to need 2 hands for this breakfast taco. There.
This year, South by Southwest is bigger and, you know, arguably better than ever. But I feel like they say that every single year. But this year they have Solange Knowles, so it's hard to argue with that. You know this here is my shit, roll the ride, I gave
it time, but this here is mine. That's going to be on my speakers.
That can most likely be on your speakers. She's playing the YouTube showcase, so my guess is that YouTube is going to be simulcasting it on their YouTube channel.
Nice.
You also have some of the amazing keynote speakers. So you're going to have Chic founder Nile Rodgers is going to be speaking. You have Lee Daniels. You have Jill Soloway from Transparent. You even have Garth Brooks, all delivering keynote addresses.
And I can just sit there and sip my tequila or espresso and listen to all of them.
Yeah, but if you're going to have the true South by experience, you have the tequila in one hand and the espresso in the other.
Fine, I'm ready.
Yeah, so then you sit there and you start streaming. Another thing that you can do right from the comfort of your own living room is Reddit. It's going to be live streaming some of their, their Ask Me Anything
right.
that they have.
Yep.
They're going to be doing live streams of those for, I think, over 4 days. And they've teamed up with Twitch, which is the online platform, and they're going to be live streaming it. And they usually have a really, really fun mix of, you know, artists and entertainers and thinkers and scientists. And so I think you could really have a lot of fun watching those happen live.
And in this case, it's like a TED Talk, only you'd be asking questions as well as watching whatever's coming back.
Yeah, it's like a TED Talk that only you are involved in.
And that you could disrupt.
And that you could interrupt. Oh, disruption, of course,
disrupt,
is the key.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, that's right. Disruption, yes. They like that.
Yeah, disruption is, you know, the secret to success in South by Southwest.
Right. At what point in South by Southwest will people ask, is Twitter going to get bought?
They've probably started asking already.
All right. Okay, so that's
what we're doing. They're probably asking now. They're going to be asking at the end of the thing. They're going to be asking about, I don't know, former Vice President Joe Biden is going to be speaking, which is pretty fun.
That's a dog that ain't barked yet.
But the part that I am most excited about is that there are over 500 bands performing at South by Southwest, all kind of crammed into a, like, 5 to 10 day period. 500 bands are going to be taking over Austin, Texas.
Streaming?
Some are going to be streaming. But, I mean, the other good thing is that these are bands that you can find on the magic of the internet. And so you can go onto our streaming platforms, like you could go to Bandcamp, you could go to Spotify, and you're going to be able to find all these artists and create your very own playlist and crank it up as loud as you want and pretend that you're curating your very own South by Southwest showcase in your living room.
I love this. All right, give me your top 4 bands, say.
Okay, well, first you have to go with Solange. When is the feelings I wear? Don't touch my soul.
Right.
Because she's Solange. Big gold tour driving through southwestern towns that I had been. There's another woman named Julia Byrne who you would absolutely love, even you.
What do you mean, even me? I'm not a curmudgeon.
No,
I mean,
but
yes, I am.
Sometimes
but
you are. But I'm just saying that she's a absolutely beautiful voice and wrote these beautiful, heartbreaking songs that are just gorgeous.
Love it. When I get up. And you stay,
if I break the rules, will you play? Tell me that you there is an Australian rapper, and I know you're thinking it's Iggy Azalea, but it's not. Her name is TK Maeza, and she is absolutely phenomenal, and I think she's going to be taking over the United States Airways any minute now.
So
that's something that I could be like ahead of the game on.
Yeah, start listening now. And
I could tell my daughters and impress them.
You could. Nice. That would work. To be the same with you is the fruit you realize. There's an up-and-coming duo from New York City called the Lemon Twigs. They're brothers, they're teenagers, and they have this amazing sort of Beatles meets David Bowie vibe that is super fun, and they are just, they're kind of the future of music right now.
All right, so other things. I mean, there's politics and gadgets at South by Southwest. And we have to talk about that.
There's politics, there's gadgets, there's movies. If you go to South by Southwest YouTube channel right now, you can see so many of the trailers for the movies that are going to be premiering at South by Southwest. But the other thing that we should really talk about is what's very close to my heart is comedy.
Oh,
there are some incredible live comedic performances. There's going to be, like, Dan Harmon's doing a live improvised version of Dungeons & Dragons game.
Shouldn't there be a board or some pieces or something to Jenga?
No, this is a role-playing game. It takes place entirely in our collective imagination.
Ooh. It's live, Dungeons & Dragons with Dan Harmon. So how are you not going to like that?
And that, I can get that on my screens.
Yeah, and Wyatt Cenac is going to be doing a live Night Train. There's live podcast recordings. There's so much stuff. And podcasts and comedies are great because a lot of times that stuff is going to come to live on the internet later. So you can recreate South by Southwest whenever you want. Breakfast taco in hand.
Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway. Always such a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.